the uncertainty that's out there at the moment, where all these people are getting a raft of advice that there's preliminary investigations going on, is creating the angst and the impact on their lifestyle and whether or not they are going ahead and wanting to continue to develop their property. People should continue to develop their property. They should treat this as an investigation project, and at some time the project may be funded, at which time there will be acquisition declarations delivered, or they won't be.
From the people that have gotten in contact with you, are people interested in fighting against this or starting to think about the compensation?
Well, the first thing that everybody has when there's uncertainty is massive angst. And as such, the thing that is required for people like me is to assure landowners that their rights will be protected. The people that my firm's representing, and there's quite a number in the Shoalwater Bay and the Townsville training area, what we're doing is writing to the defence and saying, please determine whether or not the landowners that you've written to are going to be part of an acquisition process, be it off-market sales or by resumption, or not. The quicker that the defence can determine the actual land that a person will lose or not lose, the better.
As you've described, they're in a position at the moment. This initial letter of sort of general interest has been issued, but not the official letter yet, and there are some community meetings happening soon. Is there anything that people should be doing to try and perhaps direct this in a direction that they would like? For example, I know that I've seen some stories from up near Townsville where they've sort of said, you know, this isn't the best land for an army base. You should be looking for something that is less agricultural value. I mean, are these the sort of arguments that people should be preparing and taking to their meeting, or has that ship sailed?
Ship hasn't sailed. I mean, the investigation and the letters for expansion is still continuing. Maybe the Department of Defence may look at somebody's land compared to another person's land in a different light. But I say this to landowners. In reality, if the expansion is to occur, and if the defence requires this increase in training areas, all you have to realise is that adjoining lands on the coast to Shoalwater Bay or adjoining lands to the Townsville Training Centre, those lands, because of connectivity, will be the required lands that are required for the expansion. So I think what the reality is that you should try and ensure that you get the best possible outcome in the resumption process. And too many times people focus on the objection base rather than reality, that at the end of the day, the federal government have a duty, not just to the landowner, but to the whole of Australia, to ensure sovereign reality continues. That's to ensure public interest is there for sovereign protection of the whole of Australia. And if that's required to expand the training area, so be it. If it does, your land, if it's adjoining and it's on the coast and it's within the areas that one would think practically is normal for expansion, it will happen. And if you object to it, then the government have every right. It's enshrined in our constitution way back as soon as the constitution was agreed by our forefathers. And it's part of reality of life.